Tell me about your background.
Both of my parents are from the farming background, and I think my father is probably the first person who went to university, and he was a vet. And my mother is my mother was always housewife.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
We have three sisters and two brothers, and both of all my brothers and sister actually have education while they finished their education, except me. I was married only when I was 16. So
you stopped at 16?
I did. Yes, I stopped at 16, but when I came into the, I came into this country when I was 17 plus, and I just did not as sort of like a education-wise, like doing the degrees or anything like that, but some sort of like English courses and necessary courses we needed to do my job.
Why did you come to England?
As my husband went in Bangladesh looking for a bride, and my my father sort of, because it was arranged marriage, and this is the way in our country the girls get married arranged. So I had to come and join here my husband because he was living in England.
Did you have any experience of diabetes before you came to England?
Yes, when I was 10 in 1963, my father was diagnosed with diabetes. And it was diagnosed very, very unusual way, because it was the day of my sister's wedding. He actually collapsed in the wedding ceremony. And when he was taken to the hospital, and following day, the doctor said he's a diabetic. So it was quite a shock for us to know. It was quite an event, as my elder sister was getting married that day. And first of all, we thought maybe the stress and that he actually collapsed. But when we later found out, he was a diabetic. He actually was in the hospital for nearly 10 days. So it must have been very serious or severe that time.
And what was the reaction of the family?
My mother completely broke down, she should have said, because we were, although my father was a vet, I mean, he did have some experience with medical, because to be qualified a vet, you do the same qualification as a doctor, medicine doctor. But I think we were not aware of what is diabetes then. And my mother immediate reaction was, and my God, your father going to die soon. And what I can remember, it was very frightening. For 10 days he was in hospital. It was sort of like in our house, something seriously has happened. And I remember sort of like a cry in the night time, crying, said, my God, we're going to be fatherless in few months or few years time. So it was quite frightening to sort of like know that he's a diabetic. And I think reason we're frightening was way it was found out. It was not sort of like a small something. He collapsed and he fainted and he was taken to the hospital, and that was the frightening thing.
What would you say was the attitude to diabetes of people in Bangladesh at that time?
If I compare to now, I think that time the diabetes people, it's not with the diabetes in Bangladesh, generally people with any illness, and people think you are very ill, you're seriously ill, even if somebody has asthma or similar kind of illness. And so diabetes was that time, I think still now people think it's a serious illness. They still have that kind of attitude.